Let's see. We have three more. Should we take a quick break? How's everyone feeling? And
It's coming up on 1 o'clock on
Yeah.
our 2 hour point. So it's up to you, Mr. Hearing Officer, but it might be a good time. We got
Yeah.
three more though. Three more to go.
Yeah, we're getting there. Thank you everybody for hanging in there. All the applicants that have been standing by and staff as well. Let's go ahead and take a break. Can we do 20 minutes? Is that enough for folks to? Yeah. All right. Let's do a tw 20 minute break.
So, 1:20 p.m.,
To
sir.
1:20. Yes. Thank
Okay.
you.
All right. Thank you.
buddy. This is Robert Lucero. It's just after 1:20 p.m. We'll go back on the record for today's DHO hearing. We had just concluded agenda item 11, and that takes us to agenda item 12. Agenda item 12 is PR 2021-005927, DHO waiver 2025-00032, which is a request for waiver, and minor plat 2025-00063, request for minor preliminary final plat, submitted by Consensus Planning, Jim Strozier and Jonathan Turner as agents for Deborah Romero, who request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of the unplatted Romero Ablester A et al. Zoned RT, located at 4732 Westward Lane Northwest between Northern Trail and Westward Lane, containing approximately 1.26 acres. I see Mr. Turner there. Good morning, or good afternoon, rather. Looks like you're muted there, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lucero. Sorry, I was trying to keep the noise down on your end, and long time. Here we
No
are.
worries. Thank you, sir. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Yes, Jonathan Turner, 302 8th Street Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87102.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Please present the project.
Thank you, Mr. Lucero. This is a plat that we are seeking approval for to subdivide an existing RT zoned property near Quaker Heights subdivision. And this is one of Derek Archuleta's cases that he had been working on before his passing. And so the sketch plat and the work on this case has taken quite a long time. We are finally here to present it to you for approval of the sidewalk waiver and also the minor subdivision, which will create two additional lots. The existing home that was built in the early 1970s that Ms. Romero owns will remain. Lot 4A is that proposed lot, and then two additional lots will be created, hopefully to create more housing, which is something the city needs desperately. So that is the case in front of you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Turner. Anything else you'd like to add before I call for public comment?
No, I don't believe so. There were some comments received by the city from the city yesterday evening that we will hopefully address after those comments are given by the staff.
Okay, great. So let me go ahead and call for public comment. If there is any, you'll have the chance to respond. So again, for everyone here, this is agenda item 12. It's a request for a DHO waiver and a preliminary final plat at 4732 Westford Lane. Please raise your hand to speak on that item. Not seeing anyone indicating they'd like to speak. Again, please raise your hand to provide comment on agenda item 12. Last call for public comment on agenda item 12. Okay, Mr. Turner, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. We'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. If you'd please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, no objection to the waiver. However, for the plat, I had a question that maybe you could clarify now. You kind of clarified the existing home or dwelling. Is there existing sewer or water to it, or is it on well and septic?
Mr. Gutierrez, thank you. That's a great question. I spoke with Chris Cadena with the Water Utility Authority when he signed Form PLT. We did discuss and both acknowledge that Mr. Romero provided service, sewer and water service to both of the proposed lots. That work order was approved and completed, inspected. So there's new sewer and water for the proposed lots. For the existing lot, we weren't able to confirm, and Chris Cadena, likewise was not able to confirm whether or not they are on a well and septic currently or not. This property and Ms. Romero's home was built prior to annexation from the county of Bernalillo. And so my gut feeling is that that she does have the existing well and septic that was approved and built with the house in 1971.
Okay. Well, with that said, I couldn't find any accounts. I looked, but I just wanted to confirm that with you. So, I don't know what requirements there are to continue use of septic. I know there's some rules in the county, but I don't know if the city has any compulsory rules to require them for her to connect to a sewer. But all lots will have direct access to water and sewer. I just wanted to confirm if we needed to preserve any services potentially crossing lots. So with that said, I have no objection. And just no, I don't know if that septic can continue to be used. I would just confirm that with the proper authorities in that jurisdiction. I don't know if it's the city that oversees that or the county. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Excuse me. Let's go next to hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen. If you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Jonathan, please add a cross lot drainage easement note to specify the beneficiary and the maintenance agreement. Grading drainage plan may be required for future development, and hydrology will refer the sidewalk waiver to transportation. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. We are actually, if the note has not been added, it's being added today. And I did speak with Anthony with hydrology, who specified that would need to be on the plat. So we're adding the cross lot drainage easement.
All right, thank you.
Thank you both. Let's go next to transportation, Mr. Ernest Araujo. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Transportation has reviewed the waiver request and finds that while the response to criteria 1A does not adequately address criteria requirements, as there are no hydrology submittals demonstrating that drainage would negatively be affected. Criteria 1D and criteria 2 through 10 are adequately addressed. No objection to the waiver or the plat.
Thank you, Mr. Arrigo. And you said 1D as in dog, right?
That is correct. Yes,
Thank you,
and
sir.
I make this comment because too many times I see in waivers people are going with the shotgun approach of like, oh, let's throw everything in there. It's like, please refrain from making any claims that aren't backed up.
There you go. Yeah, good call. Mr. Turner, any comments about that?
No, thank you. Noted. Thank you, Mr. Armijo.
Very good. Okay. Let's go next to code enforcement. Ms. Anthony Montoya, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So Mr. Palmer from Code wrote that this property is zoned RT and is within an area of consistency. Therefore, it is subject to the contextual lot size requirements per section 51C 2B of the IDO. Calculations were based off all lots with existing homes located on the same block of Westward Lane Northwest, including properties at 5900, 5904, 5909, 5915, 5919, and 5925 Westward Lane Northwest. The average lot size is 0.2991 acre with an allowable range of 0.2243 of an acre at the top of the 75% to 0.3739 acre, oh, I'm sorry, to the 125% of the range. The proposed lot sizes do not fall within the allowable contextual lot size range, and he stated that you must obtain a variance or modify the proposed lot sizes. He has no further comments at this time.
Thank you. Mr. Turner, any response to that?
Thank you, Mr. Lucero and Ms. Montoya. We have discussed and reached out to the surveyor who is able to modify those. There's two lots that are slightly over the 0.3739 maximum, and then the middle lot is slightly under the 0.2243 acreage minimum. So we believe that being able to modify those, since there are no obstructions, and also to be able to maintain the setback on the existing home, would be very possible. We were trying to confirm that with the property owner, but we think that a variance at this stage of the game may be a lot more trouble than it's worth, and we would like to modify those lots to meet the minimum and maximums with the plat. And would ask for a condition of approval that for the plat to be approved, that the modifications meet the IDO contextual lot size standards for lot size.
Okay, thank you. Let's go next to Parks and Recreation. He'll be delivering those comments.
I will be Mr. Officer, Marcelo Ibarra.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to the requested action. Thank you.
Thank you. And let's see. Next up, did you say that was code, right? Or no, that was park. So
Was
next up
fun.
is planning.
Yes.
Who's delivering planning? Is that you, Mr. Ibarra?
It'll be
Will
me, Mr.
please,
Green.
Mr. Officer. Oh, thank you, Mr. Jacob Boylan. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Right. Good afternoon, John. So the bulk of my main comments have been addressed previously by transportation and code enforcement, so I'm not going to rehash those. Following that, I just had a couple of minor comments. Per 66P2D of the IDO, any waivers granted that are associated with the subdivision shall be placed in the final plat documentation. The application number will need to be added to the final plat prior to distribution for signatures, and the date of DHO approval will need to be added to the plat prior to distribution for signatures. Planning has no objection to the waiver. We will need those contextual lot size standards sorted out though. And that
Thank you,
is
Mr.
planning.
Willen.
Yep, and that is planning's comments.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. If you'd please put any conditions in the chat, much appreciated. So, Mr. Turner, excuse me, my throat's kind of scratchy today. Would you mind just reviewing again for me real quick the this contextual lot size, how that's being addressed?
Thank you, Mr. Lucero. Absolutely. I had previously stated that The two lots that are currently shown on the plat, lot 4A and lot 4C, will be modified to a maximum size of, oh, I just had that in front of me and I started writing comments down. Give me one second. Okay, let me get back to them. There's lot sizes here. Bear with me, sorry.
Oh, no worries. Take your time.
I have the averages pulled up on screen.
No, thank you.
So the maximum lot size for lot 4A proposed and lot 4C proposed is 0.3739 acres. And those would be modified to meet that maximum lot size per the contextual lot standards and the IDO. And a lot 4B, which is in between those two lots, that is currently 0.2114, will be modified to the minimum size of 0.2243 pursuant to the IDO contextual lot standards for
Okay.
areas of consistency.
Okay. And so the idea is to redraw the plat to comport with those sizes. Is that right?
Correct. Correct. Basically, both of the north-south lot lines that are in between.
Okay.
The lot 4B will be moved slightly to accommodate those lot sizes,
I see.
therefore making the two lots flanking it slightly smaller to 0.3739, and then each and then the middle lot to the minimum size of 0.2243.
Okay, that makes sense. Sorry, I just wasn't tracking that. Thank you. Okay, let's go to Mr. Jay Rodenbeck. I see he has his hand raised. If you please raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hirnosser. This is Jay Rodenbeck. So, Jonathan, I mean, we just need to defer this. You need to, work with the surveyor to get the lots readjusted, adjusted, and to meet the contextual lot size standards. I'm glad to hear that you guys are willing to adjust the sizes to meet the contextual standards. So that's great. I mean, I'll just say this too, that the DHO waiver, if the hearing officer wants to move forward with that, there would be no issues with that. I just know that if you have an issue with lot sizes, they're not meeting the lot size requirements as they're not for the IDO. It's staff's position that we wouldn't be able to move forward with the decision in this situation. This isn't something that could be conditioned.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Mr. Turner, does that make sense to you?
Little bit, it does. I think if the plat is approved with the condition that those lots, are a specific size, and the final plat on the Mylar shows them that way, I don't see any harm in that. But whatever the DFT recommends, I think at this point would be we would agree with.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Jonathan, you're changing the whole configuration of the plat. I mean, it's just a matter of coming back one more, if you can get the surveyor to redraw those lot lines within the next 3 weeks, or next DHO meeting's January 7th, then that way all DFT staff will have a chance to review it again and make sure that, because if you're changing the configuration of the lots, you could be affecting existing comments that DFT staff had or the city engineer, or creating new comments. So it's when you're changing the layout configuration of the lots, it's pretty important to, in my opinion, to bring this back to to another hearing so that both DFT staff and the city engineer have another review of this.
Okay. And let's talk real quick about the waiver. Could the I mean, it sounds like this adjustment of these interior lot lines wouldn't have any bearing on the waiver request, and so that is ripe for ruling now. Any objection to ruling on the waiver now? Okay. Let's go ahead and do that. And well, I'll rule on both. First, I'll rule on the plat that it will be deferred. And so again, for everyone here, this is agenda item 12, PR 2021-005927. There's two applications within that project number as to minor plat 2025-00063, which is a request for minor preliminary final plat. I hereby rule that that agenda item and application is deferred to the next regularly scheduled DHO meeting, which will occur on Wednesday, January 7th, 2026, beginning at 9 a.m. And as to the waiver, could we bring up the criteria? I just want to make sure that I get the findings right on that. Let's see.
Jacob, are you bringing those up?
See, did we have the justification letter that sort of went through those with the support? Let me just, I have the IDO sections here. Oh, yeah, there we go.
And Mr. Lucero, there is a separate justification letter as well.
Yeah. Let's see. Do you have that handy, Mr. Turner, that you could share on the screen?
I think so.
You're a co-host, Jonathan. You can share your screen.
Just about to bring it up here.
I got it. I can pull it up, Jonathan. I can
Okay,
pull it up
great.
right. I got
Thank
it.
you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Excuse me. Okay, so as to the other item here on agenda item 12, PR 2021-005927, the request for DHO waiver 2025-00032, going to approve said application for waiver because it complies with the following criteria. First of all, under 66P3A1D, varying from the normal requirements and standards will encourage flexibility, economy, and effective use of open space or ingenuity in design of subdivision in accordance with accepted principles of site planning. Varying from the normal requirements will accomplish those goals. The site currently has no sidewalks on either side of Westford Lane. The Quaker Heights subdivision was developed long before current DPM standards. Adding a concrete sidewalk would essentially be a sidewalk to nowhere, significantly alter the current draining pattern and could cause damage to the roadway and other properties downstream of the subject site. The waiver will not be materially contrary to the public safety, health, or welfare for those reasons. The waiver does not cause material adverse impacts on surrounding properties. The waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition, or the financing or building of public infrastructure improvements. The waiver will not conflict significantly with the goals and provisions of any city, county, or MAFCA adopted plan or policy, the IDO, or any other city code or ordinance. The waiver will not allow, encourage, or make possible undesired development within the 100-year floodplain. The waiver will not materially undermine the intent and purpose of the IDO, the applicable zone district, or any applicable overlay zone. The waiver does not allow a lot or a type of development that does not meet the applicable development standards for the zone district where the lot is located. And again, because this has nothing to do with the interior lot line adjustment. The waiver approved is the minimum necessary to provide redress without being inconsistent with the provisions of subsection 14.16.66P. And the areas of low intensity land use to the extent that the normal installation of sidewalks will not contribute to the public welfare, the absence will not create a gap in an existing sidewalk system. Thank you very much. And Ms. Turner, we'll see you in January. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you. Happy holidays.